620 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The death penalty for three men accused of plotting the 9/11 terror attacks is apparently back in play tonight.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the plea deal for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other co-defendants accused of planning the attacks on 9/11. The memo from Austin, abruptly released by the Pentagon Friday evening, says he rescinds the plea agreements made earlier this week, which means that the death penalty is now back on the table. Mohammed is allegedly the mastermind who orchestrated the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in 2001. Eleanor Watson, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Vice President Harris says she's ready for the fight against Republican Donald Trump after securing enough votes from Democratic delegates in a virtual roll call to become her party's presidential nominee. CBS News correspondent Willie James Inman reports Harris has a busy weekend ahead with a big decision to make.
CBS News has learned that Harris will hold meetings with the top prospects for her VP pick this weekend. Reporters asked President Biden what qualities she should look for in a running mate.
I'll let her work that out.
The contenders include Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
For the first time since the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe held a news conference to answer questions about what went wrong, allowing Thomas Matthew Crooks to get off eight shots. CBS News Homeland Security and Justice reporter Nicole Skanga has more on that.
The Secret Service acting director revealed Secret Service counter snipers first learned the assailant had a gun when shots were fired.
This was a Secret Service failure. That roof line should have been covered. We should have had better eyes on that.
Rowe told reporters Secret Service was not in the same command center as local police. Radio traffic warning that Crooks had a rifle never made it to agents on the ground.
Tropical storm watches and warnings are up tonight for the west coast of Florida as a developing system threatens to drench much of the state with heavy rain over the weekend. CBS News Miami's Ted Scouten says people are getting ready.
When it pours in East Hollywood, Engelbert Guzman gets a bit uneasy.
It's a little nerve-wracking, to be honest. You never know, you know, how hard it's going to hit.
In the last 2 years, one car was totaled from flooding. The other has been in and out of the shop. With the threat of heavy rain, Guzman does what he can to prepare, getting creative, trying to keep water out of his garage in his home.
So really do what we can, sandbags. I have some pool noodles that I use to stuff in here.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about life, part one. Yep, there's two of them. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin fugitive at large for nearly 30 years is captured in Iowa. George Hartlerode was convicted of rape in rural Chippewa County in 1983. Hartlerode was taken into custody in June in West Des Moines after he was stopped by police for not having a rear reflector on his bicycle. A reminder to operate ATVs and UTVs safely. Here's Lisa Hale.
20 people have died in ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 95% of fatal crash victims last year weren't wearing a helmet. The DNR urges operators and riders of vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind.
always good to come to a team that is in first place. These guys believe in me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and a low around 60 tonight. Sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to welcome to the second hour of our program. Senate Republicans just told us all who they are. You'll recall Chuck Grassley had said back in January that, and I quote, passing a tax bill that makes the president look good, mailing out checks before the election, means he could be reelected, and then we won't extend the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Right. Those tax cuts are expiring shortly, by the way. So anyhow, the House actually voted a bill to essentially give low-income families a child tax credit. You know, it's a subsidy. I mean, it's a, tax credits are money that you get even if you don't pay income taxes. And we talked about this yesterday, in fact. You know, it's around $1,800 per child, and it goes up year after year to match inflation and all that kind of thing. And when we had that child tax credit from 2021 to 2023, it reduced poverty in the United States, childhood poverty, by 50%, by about half. 16 million children were lifted out of poverty as a result of this this tax credit, this child tax credit. And when Democrats tried to revive it earlier this year, this is, you know, when Chuck Grassley first came out, you know, the Republicans said no. So now they're trying again, and they just passed the House of Representatives, which is pretty amazing. I mean, it got Republican votes as well as Democratic votes. But in the Senate, it died. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, the Democrat, said Senate Republicans love to talk about how they're a party of family and business. So it's very odd to see them come out so aggressively against expanding the child tax credit and rewarding businesses with the research and development tax credit, which is also in this bill. There's you know, some stuff in here for business, which is why Josh Hawley, Mark Wayne Mullen, and Rick Scott, three Republican senators, all voted for it in the Senate. But it's still, you know, Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, or Crapo, I guess, complained that the bill helping poor families was helping poor families too much. You know, we just can't do it. I mean, it's fine to give $1 trillion in tax cuts to billionaires. It's fine to spend $600 billion a year subsidizing fossil fuel billionaires. But God forbid we should give $1,800 a year to a poor family who has children. This is what he said. He said, more than $30 billion of the cost to expand the child tax credit in this bill would go to individuals who pay no federal income tax. That's not tax relief, it's a subsidy. Well, yeah, and they pay no federal income tax because they're living in poverty. These are people who are, by and large, working, but they're making so little money that they don't even qualify to pay income taxes. And so, yes, of course, it is a subsidy. It's a way of kind of balancing the scales of equalizing wealth in America in a very, very, very small way. But even that is too much for Republicans. It's incredible. So what happens? We've had this conversation kind of ongoing all week since Rachel Maddow raised this in kind of a freakout on her show on Monday on MSNBC. What happens if election officials refuse to certify the results? Well, Democracy Docket, you know, I believe that's Mark Elias's website. I could be wrong. But it's one of the, you know, they're really out there fighting the good fight and making lawsuits and things on behalf of voting rights. So they asked this question, and they answered it in an article that you can read over at democracydocket.com. They note each state has specific statutes, laws, that outline a process to follow if a local official won't certify an election. They note, and I'm just going to, you know, quote from this at some length here, some states use a single official, like the Secretary of State, to certify all the election results in the state. Then he goes on to note, as we saw in the 2020 and 2022 midterms, rogue election officials denying or outright refusing to certify election, as is happening now. It's occurred in Georgia, Arizona, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania. The short answer, so what do you do if they refuse to certify the election? He says, well, the short answer is there's mechanisms in place to ensure that elections are in fact certified. He notes each state has specific statutes that outline a process to follow if a local official won't certify an election. So in Michigan, for example, the state law allows state election officials to take over certification at the local level if a local official refuses to certify. If that process fails, then the courts can step in at the request of a voter candidate or another state official, and that process, which is known as a writ of mandamus, involves the court stepping in and legally compelling a government official to fulfill their duties. And this, I believe, is what happened in Arizona last year. But what happens when an election official then refuses to comply with a writ of mandamus, a court order? Well, that happened in 2022 in North Carolina. So what they did was they removed the election officials. This election lawyer notes, in the last election cycle, they removed two officials who refused to certify the election. And then there are some additional federal and state rules that allow another person to just come in and actually fulfill that legal process. So then the ultimate question, do we need to worry about what might happen in the fall? Yes and no. As the Rolling Stone article noted, and as Mark Elias explained in his latest column, quote, we are going to see mass refusals to certify the elections because the Republican Party is counting on the fact that if they don't certify in several small counties, you can't certify these statewide results. But the important thing is that there are processes to ensure each election is properly certified. So basically what these Republican efforts to screw up the election are going to do is, just make things more difficult for everybody. But it's extremely unlikely that they'll be able to flip an election. Finally, we had a caller last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe it was, who said that he had given over $500 to various groups that had sent text messages to him asking for money. I actually went into my ActBlue account and removed my phone number about 2 months ago because they had my phone number and it was getting passed around to all of these scam groups. And I was getting, one or two a day text messages, saying, are you going to vote for Kamala Harris? Are you going to vote for Joe Biden? We need your help right now. Sometimes sounding desperate, sometimes even sounding intimidating. We haven't heard from you yet. These are almost always scams. Beware. Never give money in response to a text message. It's just that simple. Just because it goes through ActBlue doesn't mean it's not a scam. For example, there's a group called, and this is, by the way, from this piece over on Daily Kos, published by Marcos himself, Don't Fall for Scam Packs. Retired Dems 2024, they raised $4,631,000 with these text messages. $4 million, according to Open Secrets. Many of those donations are under $10. How much did they spend on federal candidates? Zero. Basically, the people who own the pack and run the pack are paying themselves as consultants. $4 million. The Defend Democracy Now pack which sends out all kinds of text messages. These are all PACs that do text messages. Defend Democracy Now PAC. Their website screams, "Our democracy is under attack." And it says, "Defend democracy now by protecting our democracy by supporting strong Democrats in flippable districts." Well, they raised $290,000. And how much has gone to federal candidates? Zero. There's the Democratic Youth Wave, which claims to be amplifying the voices of the younger generation in politics. They've raised a whopping $1,100, so they're just getting started. We have no idea, you know, if they're going to give any money to anybody, but it just, you know, it looks like another scam. Here's another one, the Save American Education Pact. This is a brand new one, no history of anything. And then there's the Democracy Defense Fund, which raised over $716,000 in 2022 and only gave out $143,000 to candidates. The consultants walked away with the rest of that. This year, they've raised $600,000, most of which went to consultants. And then there's the Democratic Turnout Project PAC. This PAC has raised $534,000 so far this year. As of June 30th, it has donated $112,000 to Democratic candidates and $115,000 to the DNC, or the Democratic Congressional, the DCCC. But, you know, more than half of the money that they've raised is going to the people who run the PAC. I mean, these are scams. Over on the right, you've got talk show hosts who are putting together PACs like this. There's only one that I know of that came out of a left-winger, and that was a couple of years ago. I think it's pretty much dead now. But look out. If you get a text message that asks for money, no matter how seductive it sounds, no matter how cool it sounds, even, like I said, even if it links to ActBlue, do not do it. If you want your money, your campaign contributions to have impact, go to the campaign websites of individual candidates and give to them. Or go to Democrats.org and give to the DNC. But that's it. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your calls up next. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Driving down this winding road with the sun on my face. The mountains rise up high, a testament to grace. Engines purring steady, wheels on the ground. Nature calls my name with every sight and sound. On the road to the wild where the mountains stand tall.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here 22 minutes past the hour. Chuck in Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Long time, first time. On this Fat Elvis thing, I agree that we definitely need to be attacking, but 2 points. You might offend a lot of older Elvis fans, but more importantly,
I'm an older Elvis fan, Chuck.
I'm not, but more importantly, it's fat shaming, and there's a lot of us Democrats out here who are struggling.
It is absolutely not, Chuck, and I'm not talking about Trump being fat. There's no reference to Trump being fat anywhere in there, although he is. Everybody, this is a universal, you know, known thing. There's a Wikipedia page on the fat Elvis phase of his life. There's articles about it. I mean, you know, this is a reference to a time in Elvis's life where, A, he got fat, but, B, he basically was just recycling the old hits. He was a fading celebrity. And Fat Elvis has become a phrase that is in common use across the United States, has been for decades, to describe a celebrity who's trying to recapture, you know, their old spark and just can't pull it off. So, no, I'm not fat shaming here.
I appreciate the sentiment, but a lot of our younger friends are just going to, you know, be offended by it, and myself included. I struggle with my weight too. Call him washed up Elvis, or call him, say he jumped the shark. How about
but Elvis fans refer to that era as the Fat Elvis era. Look it up. Plug it into a search engine, Chuck. This has nothing to do with being fat. It's a time. It's a period in time when Elvis gained a bunch of weight and basically fell apart and then, you know, ultimately died. Chuck, I got to move along, but thank you for your call. Andy in Bloomington, Illinois. Hey, Andy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Actually, I'm in Rockford, but that's all right.
Okay, I'll fix that.
I wanted to talk about Fat Elvis.
Okay.
Because I don't mean to burst your bubble or anything like that, but Joe Scarborough's been talking about Fat Elvis and Las Vegas Elvis for months.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I catch, you know, typically 15, 20 minutes of his show in the morning, you know, when I'm getting ready, but...
Sure.
Okay, maybe I heard that, you know, a couple of weeks ago and it stuck in my unconscious, but good. I'm glad that I'm not alone. I'm glad that other people have picked up that meme because, like I said, it's a well-known, you know, the whole Fat Elvis or what was the other phrase you said? Vegas Elvis?
Oh, Vegas Elvis.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's all that whole thing. Yeah. Next thing I want to say is, did you realize that Fox Network is not about the furry woodland creature? It actually stands for Fascist Obdurant Xenophobe Network.
Okay. I'm guessing Lachlan Murdoch would argue with you, but yeah.
On our little sofa controversy,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're old enough to remember Johnson, and there was a story going on when I was a kid about President Johnson that in one of his previous elections that he had tried to tell one of his his minions to set a story about his opponent having sex with animals, and he said, "But you know that is true." And he says, "Yeah, but I want to see him deny it."
There you go. And that's what's happening, and it's an amazing thing. Thank you, Andy. Thanks a lot for the call. Marty in Worth, Illinois. Hey, Marty, what's up? We just have about a minute here, Marty.
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, sure, yeah. It was just... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just going to say, I think Trump's campaign can be summed up by his own words that he said at the at his convention. He literally said, "I'm trying to buy your vote."
Yeah.
To the crowd at Milwaukee, and frankly, I want to vote for somebody that's trying to earn my vote, like Kamala Harris.
There you go.
Yeah, and then his grand economic policy that he laid out there was, you shouldn't get taxed on your tips. I think tipped wage workers have a lot more on their plate than just the taxes they're paying on that, right, on their tips.
Enough money to pay taxes.
Exactly, frankly. Right.
You know, so, yeah, excellent points, Marty. Two very excellent points. Thank you so much for calling and making them. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Don't forget, at the top of the next hour, the entire third hour of our program, Dr. Marty Goldstein is going to be with us, the world-famous veterinarian, answering your pet questions in honor of cat ladies and dog dudes for Kamala. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. Stay tuned. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overridden a plea deal for the accused mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks and two other defendants, legal analyst Lori Levinson.
He has the power to do that because this is not an ordinary trial. It's a military commission trial. And therefore, as Secretary of the Defense, he gets to make the decision.
A virtual roll call shows Vice President Harris securing enough delegate votes for the Democratic presidential nomination.
The tireless work of our delegates, our state leaders and staff has been pivotal in making this moment possible.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe Jr. says there was no immediate warning a gunman was about to take a shot at former President Donald Trump.
Based on what I know right now, neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's home energy rebates aim to make homes more energy efficient. The program launched Friday. Households in the program, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy, can save up to $14,000 for upgrades. The program should save people $1 billion a year and support 50,000 jobs. If there's a collector in your family, they may get 15 minutes of TV fame. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
Listen up, especially if they're fans of the History Channel. The crew from American Pickers is headed to Wisconsin. However, they haven't planned their trip yet. They need to decide where to go. They're looking for people with extraordinary collections of antiques, which, if you've seen the show, sometimes looks like garages full of stuff or junkyards. If that sounds like someone in your life, they want to hear from you. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. People worldwide are watching more colored television than ever. Netflix, for the first time ever, reported that all 10 of their top shows pulled in over 1 billion minutes viewed. Variety reports that during the week of July 1st, streaming platforms recorded over 313 billion viewing minutes over various platforms. That is the most streaming consumption ever for a single week. The Nielsen Company started its top 10 list in 2020. Fans of Britney Spears have a new biopic to look forward to. People magazine reports the film will be based on her 2023 memoir called The Woman in Me. You remember that book that came out where Spears looks surprised that she's topless on the cover? That sneaky faux tug. The film will be produced by Mark Platt, who also produced La La Land. Variety reported that Universal won the rights to the film project and has access to Spears' entire music catalog. Hopefully, they won't use it in the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and a low around 60 tonight. Sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-through line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the dog treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In a world that's ever-changing, where the shadows often fall, you can be a light, a beacon, standing strong and tall. Every action, every word, ripple far and wide. When you choose to make a difference, there's no need to hide.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Peter in New York City. Hey, Peter, what's up?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just one quick question. Should my president pardon his son?
I think so. But, you know, it would create a firestorm. I think that...
Who cares?
Well, before the election, you know, it could have an impact. After the election, or after the... Well, yeah, after the election, then, yeah, I think Biden should do that, because I think this prosecution is BS. I mean, you know... Hunter paid his taxes. He paid them 2 years late, but he paid his damn taxes. People who pay their taxes typically don't go to prison for that. That's the prosecution that's coming up in Texas next month, or in the next couple of months.
Thank you.
And on the gun thing, an estimated 14 million Americans smoke marijuana or take drugs and have filled out that same form and checked that same box saying, I'm not under the influence of drugs. In both cases, I think it's just wrong that he was being prosecuted for these things. And the guy who prosecuted him was a lifelong Republican hack that had been put in place by, as I recall, Bill Barr, wasn't it? And Donald Trump, who put that guy in charge?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're Thank welcome, you. Peter.
I think that as he leaves the White House on Marine One, like Nixon did, and put his hand up, have a pardon paper, say,
yeah. Yeah.
Through you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm with you, Peter. I don't think any Democrat will hold it against him. And I think if he does it after the election, the political consequences will be meaningless. Thank you for the
Who
call.
Cares?
Peter. Yeah, exactly.
Thank
well
you,
said.
Sir.
Thank you. Anna in Woodlands, Texas. Hey, Anna, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding campaign funds.
Campaign funds, okay. What's the question?
Yes. My question is, since the Republican Party changed the way the funds are directed, the campaign funds to the RNA?
RNC.
RNC. Sorry, I'm nervous. Where do those funds go once the candidate doesn't get elected?
The money that goes to the RNC would stay with the RNC. It's a nonprofit corporation, and it can hang on to the money. The money that goes to individual super PACs, Trump, most of the money that Trump himself has been raising has not been going to the RNC or even to his own campaign. It's been going to super PACs. And the way that super PACs are set up, there's one particular type called a leadership PAC, and I believe Trump has several of these, where after the campaign, if there's money left over, you can basically spend it on yourself. There are some limitations.
My point exactly.
You can't just cash a check. But there are a whole bunch of ways that you can funnel that money into your own pocket. And there's a bunch, and Republicans in particular, although there's, you know, not a shortage of Democrats who are doing this, have kind of turned this into an art form, you know, after losing elections, hanging on to money that's in leadership PACs. So, you know, that's this. It's just another Trump grift. You know, the guy's a professional grifter.
Thank you so much for all you share with us.
You're welcome, Anna. Thank you for calling.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Richard in Huntsville, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Yeah, he's a professional grifter, but he's also a professional publicist. And by the way, I got my bumper sticker, and this is not normal today, so thank you. I'm going to go outside here and get a little bit better reception, so excuse the noise. But, yeah, the reason I called, and somebody may have already touched on it, and I just didn't catch it, but what is it, the National Association of Black Journalists?
Yep.
Did they get suckered or not? They should have seen this. That's what I mean by he's a professional publicist. Here you've got days and days and days in a row of Kamala Harris on the screen, on television. So what does he do? He goes and causes a scene. You know, and the more absurd the scene, which it was absurd, the better, because it goes viral.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And he goes on the concept of any publicity is good publicity,
even if
it's bad publicity.
That's right.
So,
he's run his entire life this way, but I don't think it works anymore, Richard. Like I said, I think this is the kind of the Fat Elvis phase of his career. This is the fading rock star. You know, this is the he's washed up, and people get it. And when he just tries to be gratuitously racist, which is what he was doing at the NABJ, it excited people 8 years ago. You know, holy cow, look at that! And all the racists in America were like, yeah, he's our guy. I think now people are going, it's just an old routine. You know, it's like Elvis singing the old hits. You know, they're the old hits.
I get it. He's just solidifying his base. You know, he's not going to get any more votes by that. But, he gets these people foaming at the mouth.
I think he actually lost votes with that. I really do.
Oh, I hope you're right.
I think independents who are reasonable people but don't know much about politics, but do understand the difference between a decent person and an indecent person. And it's not a lot of people, but I mean, you know, I know people like that who are not, you know, they're not particularly well informed politically. They typically vote Republican because they think it's like, you know, patriotism and fiscal sanity and all that kind of thing, the old Republican shtick. And, they're just grossed out by this guy. He's just become an embarrassment to the country and to the world. And I think when he went to the NABJ, I think it hurt him. I'm sure he thinks when he walked away, he was asked, you know, how'd it go? And he said, I crushed it. He thinks that he did a great job. He thinks that he's going to get all these black people all across America going, oh, Kamala Harris isn't black. Gee, she's Indian. I guess she's not one of us. We're not going to vote for her. That ain't going to happen. You know, people know who she is and what she, and she went to a historically black college. She pledged a black fraternity. It's pathetic is what it is, Richard. It's pathetic. Richard, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for tipping this off about the text donation thing. I've been a lot more mindful. Not that I do much of it, but what I want to ask is a point of distinction. So when I donate to ActBlue on email or I donate to a candidate through ActBlue on text, I get a confirming email, which looks, and I do it through PayPal, so maybe this is a piece of this. So it looks to me like it was legitimately placed.
Oh yeah,
because I get the same confirmation.
No, ActBlue
so
works.
Where's the leak? Where's the leak?
ActBlue works with these scam PACs because they just don't have the time or resources to determine, you know, whether a PAC is actually giving money to federal candidates or just taking it all for their own consulting fees. And so when you click on one of these links that says take you to ActBlue, you actually go to ActBlue, and ActBlue actually takes your money and sends you a receipt and sends the money to that PAC. But the PACs are scams. So, you know, like I said, if you want to contribute to a candidate or to the Democratic Party, contribute directly to the candidate by going to their website, you know, like Pocan for Congress or whatever it is. I mean, find
so
their...
If I, so if I... If I donate directly to like Cori Bush, mm-hmm. That goes to her.
That's right, through
like,
ActBlue.
Through ActBlue, I'm not doing any kind of generic thing, but specifically to a candidate that's fundraising through ActBlue. That money goes to them, but are you saying that ActBlue is representing on, like, unvetted PACs?
Correct.
That may or may not... Okay, so that's where the leak is.
That's right.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. That was
really
helpful.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling and asking the question, because if you were confused about it, probably a lot of other people were. I appreciate that, Holly. This is a really important issue. These people are making millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars, apparently, off people who are just trying to do the right thing. Holly, thank you for the call. So, like I said, if you get it in a text message, don't respond to it. Just don't respond to it. You know, block them. Don't even say stop, by the way, because my experience has been that when you say stop to these people, they're like, oh, it's a real person on the other end. We'll just sell their phone number to 20 other companies.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Block them and report them as spam. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Taking your calls here. Dr. Marty up next at the top of the hour. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The dial, tune it, and you'll find a voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, George in Coarse Gold, California. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Regarding the scams, the one I got caught with was, I'm technologically challenged. I just got my first smartphone this year, and I still can't figure out how to use it. But it's on the computer on my Microsoft. Mm-hmm. They lock down your computer, say you had an attack, and you have to call this number to get back online. And it's like they have normal, you know, American names. Like mine was Jeff, I think his name was. Mm-hmm. And he said he was calling from some state, and the call when it came in said that he was in New York. Mm-hmm. Or New Jersey or something. So it ended up costing me like $600 because I had to buy the security program that they were offering. And then they made me go into my bank account, my credit union account, and they tried to clean out all my money.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. So I don't know how you get out of those things when they lock down your computer like that.
These people are criminals. Yeah, there are some websites that if you hit the website, they will lock you down. It's called ransomware. And most often the way that they do it is they send you an email and it looks like it's from your bank, or it looks like it's from PayPal, or it looks like it's legitimate, or it arouses your curiosity and you click on a link in it, or you click on a PDF or some other kind of file, and it then propagates the malware, the spyware, or the ransomware into your computer or into your phone. And, when the thing to do when you get one of these messages, you know, your computer's locked up, or you've got a virus or whatever, you know, freak out, is number one, close that browser window if you still can. 9 times out of 10, that just solves the problem because it's not actually seized control of your computer. It's just claiming that it has. But if it has actually seized control of your computer, then you just need to stop right there and then and take your computer to a local computer repair shop. Take it to like a Best Buy's, you know, they've got computer repair, they're all over the country. If it's an Apple, take it to an Apple store, and they'll be able to clean it out.
But okay, thanks, Tom.
Don't ever respond to it. Don't ever call them or give them your information. Okay, good luck, George. I wish you the best on that. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom. VP Harris has a very consequential decision she's going to be making this weekend. And before you got to Dr. Marty, I just wanted to weigh in on it. And, you know, right now, her campaign, we've got a strong win in our sales. And I just want to see that continue so we can crush Orange Trump and the Confederate MAGA movement. To that end, Tom, I think Governor Tim Walz, in my opinion, is still the clear choice to keep the campaign steamrolling. You know, keep young voters and progressives engaged and keep building back the blue wall in the upper Midwest. I think a solid second choice would be Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg. You know, he lives in Michigan now. He, of course, was mayor of South Bend in northern Indiana, and I'd love to see him debate the loser, J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
But finally, Tom, on the other hand, I think, you know, Josh Shapiro, he's not very popular with young voters and progressives, and nor would he help win Michigan, where you had 100,000 uncommitted voters. So while he might help you win Pennsylvania, you'd cancel that out by losing Michigan. What do you think, Tom?
I agree with your choices. My number one choice is Tim Walz. My number two choice would be Pete Buttigieg, and my number three would be Josh Shapiro. But it sure looks like the Democratic establishment. You know, you're getting all these articles. You know, the Jonathan Chait piece and the New Yorker and whatnot. They all kind of seem to me to be telegraphing to us that Josh Shapiro is going to be the choice. I think he'll be just fine. I don't think that young people are going to be opposed to him. He has called out Netanyahu. He has called him an impediment to peace. He has called for a two-state solution. You know, yes, he condemned the young people who were on campus, you know, protesting, but he condemned them in a way that I don't think was offensive to any of us. So I'm down with any of them. Jeff, thanks for the call. Vivian in Green Bay. Vivian, I'm sorry, you've got a pet question. Let me put you back on hold. And let's see. Oh, that's it. Everybody else. So we'll see, you know, just back to this question of, you know, what's going to go on with the vice president. We'll see how it plays out. There are other candidates in addition to the three that Jeff and I were just talking about. Mark Kelly has been an early favorite. I just don't see any really bad candidates. The Democratic Party is really, really fortunate right now in that we've got this really strong bench. We've got a great group of people, and you know, who any one of them could step in and become president on day one. So you know, let's just, you know, kind of coalesce behind this. Just a reminder, in another 5-6 minutes, on the other side of the break that's coming up in about 15 seconds, we're going to be talking with Dr. Marty Goldstein, who is a literally world-famous veterinarian. He's written books about pets. And he will be taking your questions about your pets, you know, how to deal with training, how to deal with disease, how to deal with aging, how to keep them young, you know, whatever your questions may be. Stick around, and we'll be picking them up on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break from politics here and talk about dogs, cats, birds, you know, squirrels. Fill in the blank, right? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special a loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on air.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.